Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Boise Day of Action, October 29th, 2002. It's been a big year for Boise. They still hold the title as the dinosaur of the logging industry. As the largest logger and abuser of public lands, as well as being the only timber company to challenge and eventually dismantle the Roadless Area Conservation Initiative in court, it's time for Boise to get out of public lands and out of the old-growth forests. Countless environmental groups, including Rainforest Action Network, American Lands Alliance, the National Forest Protection Alliance, Free the Planet, Rethink Paper, and others have challenged Boise's egregious logging practices publicly, and Boise has felt the brunt. This year, they've come up with some very clever greenwashing to deflect environmental criticism. It's time to counter their rhetoric. Our day of action against Boise will be on October 29th, just days before Halloween. While America's youth are busy dressing up like goblins, ghosts, and ghouls, activists around the nation will be showcasing a much scarier bunch. Boise and their largest customers, who are responsible for funding old growth and rainforest destruction. In tens of cities around the nation, environmental and social justice advocates are planning creative, hard-hitting actions that will stop Boise Cascade in their logging tracks. We're looking for folks who can round up a handful or dozens of their friends and peers to do anything from tabling or a call-in day to a large-scale event at Boise headquarters or at a storefront of one of Boise's largest customers. In the past year, Boise has changed its logo, rechristened the company with a shorter name, introduced an old-growth policy, issued an environmental and safety report and sustainability report praising Boise's work in practicing sustainable forestry, protecting air and water quality, recycling and conserving water and energy, and finished certifying all 2 million acres of their privately held lands by the industry certification scheme, the Sustainable Forestry Initiative, dubbed by environmental groups as the same old forest industry. But nobody's fooled. Take Boise's new old growth policy stating their intention to phase out old growth logging by 2004. The truth is that Boise has no interest in stopping old growth logging. In 2000-2001, Boise was responsible for halting the implementation of the roadless policy, a rule that would have protected almost 60 million acres of public wilderness areas and old growth forests from logging and road building. The policy was immensely popular, garnering an unprecedented 2 million comments from Americans during its comment period. In addition, Boise is a huge importer of old-growth wood from abroad, distributing wood products from endangered forests around the world, including areas in Chile, Russia, Indonesia, and Canada. Boise's logging practices intensify tension in ecologically sensitive areas abroad. In Chile, Boise holds the permits for the Cascada Project, the world's largest chip mill, which is located in the heart of Chile's endangered temperate forests. Chile's southern coastal highway, which is currently under construction, is also opening the Valdivian coast rainforest to Boise's destructive chip mill operations. Boise was responsible for increasing the tension in an already volatile region of Guerrero, Mexico, when they began logging there in the 1990s. During the years of logging protests by campesinos, over 15 peaceful protesters were murdered by anonymous individuals, and 2 campesinos were imprisoned in Mexico. These campesinos were later deemed prisoners of conscience by Amnesty International. Boise is responsible for fueling the conflict during their stay there by signing a deal to increase their logging in Guerrero just after the initial protests. For an updated action packet, please email Sharon Smith at ssmith@rand.org. or give her a call at 415-398-4404. That's 415-398-4404. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Okay.